Blog Talk Radio.
Peter Barber. People coming in the house, kids running around. So please excuse the background noise. Welcome to the Off Ramp, a show for the people, by the people, that embodies the people. Welcome, February 17th, 2022. Hope wherever you're at, you're in good spirits, you're in good health. You got good energy around you. Hope life is good. Hope you're feeling good. Hope you got good weather around you. Right now, it's balmy 70 degrees out here in Southeast Virginia. Nice, good weather. You can go to the beach if you want. It probably ain't that warm. But still, you know, it's a pretty nice evening out. It's supposed to be like 30 degrees tomorrow, so I guess that's what global warming is about. But anyway, welcome to the Off-Ramp, a show for the people that, by the people that invite the people to show me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics, see what's been going on in these streets, where you from, where I'm from, and we get together and we talk about it for 2 hours. Topics that interest you, we could be politics, life, sports, sex, money, drugs, any of the vices, family, we want to go the happy route, music, you know, there's no limits here. We just enjoy each other's conversations. We laugh, we joke, we argue. I don't think anybody's cried yet on here. Has anybody cried on here? I don't think I've gotten anybody emotionally touched to the point where they're crying. But if you want to call in, if you got something that you want to get on your mind, we get away from the internet conversations, even though this is blasted through the internet. We get away from the texting conversations, and we just have real rap, man. We just sit down and huddle up and have good conversation. So feel free to call in 929-477-3975. You can reach us out on all the platforms. Trying to get better at them, but today I was late. I had track practice, all that bullshit parents got to do with their kids. But we're here now, and it's funny now that my kid is. I'll bring in Blur in a second, and maybe Blur's had this experience. But it's funny how, you know, like, my kid is a cool kid. Like, he's not like the coolest kid ever in the world. Like, I don't know what the measure of being cool is. But, like, he's a cool character. Like, kids like him. He's got a good personality. He likes to joke. He's a good athlete. He tries. He thinks he's funny. So he's got a lot of kids in the neighborhood that are, you know, that like to hang out with him. So it's weird now that, you know, we pull up, it's 8 o'clock at night, we pull up from track practice. He in the car, he half tired, he's like, Dad, I'm tired, I just want to go home and eat and just lay down. He had a long week of school with a lot of tests. I'm like, hey, bud, you ain't got school tomorrow, they got a teacher work day, which I don't understand because the teachers ain't working. But they got a teacher work day, so school's closed. We pull up, three homies just run to the car like it's like a horror movie. Do-do-do-do-do. What up, Julius? He all of a sudden gets all this energy. All right, Dad, I'm out. I'm just like, yo, I thought you was tired, ready to go home and eat, yo. He's like, nah, I'm good, and just gone. Just like, man, I guess he had that age where he just got to pray that everything's all right because I'm in here on the radio show, the wife at work. I got a nice, cool glass of H2O, and my kids is out in the streets. I mean, I guess the good thing about having sperm is that, you know, if something happens to him, I can always make another one. But, Pilar, my man, welcome to the offering. How you doing tonight, my brother?
Great, man. Thanks for having me on. As always, man, another beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's actually snowing out here in St. Louis again. I mean, it's still like it's snow out here at least once a week, so still par for the course out here.
You feel like snow has been worse?
What'd you say?
You feel like snow's been worse out there this year?
I don't think so. Nah, it's probably about the same as usual. One big snowstorm, and then it's just like you walk in the house at 1, you walk out at 2:15, and you had a foot of snow. So, like, that's just St. Louis weather. You go catch a movie, you come back out, and the snow is gone.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, that's just crazy. St. Louis.
Yeah. It's the Midwest for you. It's funny how, like, St. Louis is west of Kentucky. They consider St. Louis Midwest, but Kentucky folks consider themselves the South. But if you look at it from longitude, latitude level, y'all are pretty much on the same plane. So I've always found that odd. Like, people in Kentucky get offended if you say it's the Midwest.
It's Kentucky. I mean, Missouri goes up a little bit higher. I would say a little bit higher, probably just like a lot higher than Kentucky. So, like, Kentucky itself is not really like a high state. It's kind of wide. So, and yeah, compared to where it's at, it's definitely south compared when you look at everything that's around it. Tennessee, south. North Carolina, south. South Carolina, south. I mean, that's all the south.
So do you consider Virginia the south?
No, I don't know if Virginia is considered the South. A little bit growing up in Jersey, I considered Virginia the South. I considered all that the South, really. But as you get older, I ain't really considered the South as much. I mean, I lived in Louisiana for 5 years, so, you know, I was in the real South, which is what they call, like, people in the real South call that the real South, and everything else is Southern, but it ain't really the real South.
Yeah.
I think it comes down to where you were at with slavery. Where were you at when slavery was happening? Like, what side did you choose? I think that's what it comes down to.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Hey,
a little
keep
PRT
talking,
for
bro.
You. That sounds about right. Dude been trying to get rid of his wife for a little while now. Glad he got the balls to try and pull the trigger. Hopefully she ain't got the balls to pull the trigger.
Trying to get rid of his wife? I'm on the show. So, see, that's the other good thing about having living in the city. You know, my neighbors love them. Come through walking the cribs. We got the show going on. But what'd you say, Blair? My bad. It's a lot going on tonight over here in the 4-6. Hey, boy, welcome to the show, man. How you holding up?
What's happening, man?
Not much, man. Just getting started. Just hanging out, man.
I'm going to do the show live.
Doing the show live, I like it.
I got no phone with me.
It's all good. What was you saying, Blair? My bad. Blair, are you still there?
Yeah, I said you was trying to pull the trigger on getting rid of the wife. Oh, she was trying to pull the trigger to get rid of you.
Oh, yeah. I thought when I heard the door knock, man, I thought I had locked the screen door and she was locked out. And, she's been working all day, so she always get mad with that. But since the kids are running the streets, you know, you got to keep the door open at least. But, yeah, man, so good having you on the show. Blur, I mean, A-Point, welcome to the show. Beer in hand, I like it.
Yep.
So what are we discussing tonight, Blur? What you got? You got us on mute again?
Oh, my bad. Did we talk about the Super Bowl, or did that happen afterward? We talked
about
it, right? About
this. Yeah, we talked about the Super Bowl. What you got? Anything left on it?
Now, did we talk about any of the commercials? And without DJ Cesar in there, probably nobody wouldn't get into it. But I was really, I was listening to like some things, and people, I didn't really hear that much talk about the commercials the way they used to talk about commercials. Now, I didn't know if that was a thing about us just getting old or just like with the internet that people just don't care about Super Bowl commercials anymore.
Oh, you're right. We haven't talked about the Super Bowl because it was just last Sunday. It was just this past Sunday. So, no, we haven't talked about the Super Bowl. You know, I wasn't impressed with the commercials. I will ask this. So they had one of the commercials was just a QR code on the screen. Did anybody put the camera up to flash the QR code?
I didn't.
One of the kids did. You didn't? One of the kids did it? They got one of the kids?
Yeah, I don't know what came up there.
It was a Coinbase.
It was like a Bitcoin thing.
Yeah, Bitcoin thing. So, yeah, I didn't think the commercials were all that great. Well, just none of them really made you laugh, right? Because that's all you're really looking for. Like the Budweiser horse commercials made you a little, it was a little touching.
You got all sappy.
Yeah, because didn't one of the horses die in this one or, like, broke his leg or something?
I didn't watch commercials.
That wasn't a beer commercial, though, was it?
Yeah, it was Budweiser, wasn't it?
I had $80 in the Bengals. That's all I
had. You had $80 on the Bengals?
They didn't cover. I mean, the Rams didn't cover, so I'm not watching.
But, hey, if you don't cover it to win. But
that's one of the things I was thinking about, like, just the way the commercials have evolved over time. Cause we don't see the beer commercials as much, but we see, like, cryptocurrency commercials. I think we had, like, 3 or 4 crypto commercials. Like, the QR code was probably a good one. The one that almost worked on me a little bit was, I ain't gonna say it worked on me, but I was feeling it, was the old LeBron talking to the young LeBron. And it's like, yo,
yeah,
if you go back and you talk to your younger self, would you tell him about crypto? Like, what would you tell him? It's like, yo, fortune favors the bold, man. Jump in. And I'm like, yo, that's a message that works on so many levels on the 30-second commercial. I thought that was really dope.
Queen, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight? Glad to have you on the show. Jumping in the conversation. How you holding up tonight, Queen?
I'm holding up good.
So if you had to talk to your younger self, what would you tell her?
My younger self, I would have, like, told my, be more, like, financially stable, like, care about money, invest in things, so that way, as an adult, I know exactly what to do, like, budget, save, plan my future better, because I feel like in high school and stuff, they didn't really, like, teach us, they don't teach us at all about finances, so I would have educated myself about that.
Yeah, you know, that's a good thing. I've always said that if I had to do it all over again, this is what it wouldn't be what I tell my younger self. Like, I would love to go to high schools in my southeastern Virginia area and do 1 month just on finances for high school students. I would love to just sit down, because I'm cool with kids. I can joke and laugh with kids. You know what I mean? I know that all of them ain't going to pay attention 100%. But I would love the kids just to give them a basic understanding of accounting, taxes, what you're going to do in your life, how you can set yourself up so that you're just not, like, how you should look at money. So you're right. I didn't really learn it in high school either. I don't know if I just didn't take that class anymore. But it wasn't really until I got to college that I started to look at money differently and what I did in high school. A-Point, what would you tell your 20-year self?
But that's interesting to hear that because, you know, we had accounting class in high school, and it taught us about, you know, accounting. It taught us about, you know, how to reconcile, cause how to bring everything down to zero. But it did not bring it to, was that Queen?
Queen, yeah.
To her point, I agree with you 100%. It didn't teach us about how to invest money, like you know, taking money and make it grow. Like, all it taught us was, like, okay, you know, you put 10 in, 10 out, you know, make zero.
Right.
It didn't really teach us about investing money. So, yes, I agree 100%, man. Good Lord, if you put $2,000 in Apple in the early 80s.
You're a millionaire.
I wouldn't be sitting here right now with you, man.
Oh, because of black?
Caribbean. Yeah, I'd be in the Caribbean hanging out with some other black folks.
So a lot of black people in the Caribbean.
Yeah, they didn't teach us about that kind of stuff, you know. And I'm still trying to learn it today. And I still feel like I'm behind the eight ball. Like I'm always trying to catch up.
Yeah.
To everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, that would be what I would tell my younger self. Like, if I had the LeBron commercial, hey, watch y'all background noises too. But if I had the LeBron commercial, I'd tell him, hey, all that money you stole from the E Center when you were 14 years old, all that cash, don't spend it on your girlfriend. Figure out this thing called Apple. Figure out Walmart. Figure out Amazon, and just put it there.
Do you know how much money I blew bartending in New Orleans, where I would make on a weekend, $1,000 in cash is gone. I put it right back into the ship, and I went to the next bar, and I threw it over. But if I was taking that money and investing in something, or just put it away, I wasn't smart enough. No one taught me.
Yeah, no one taught you. My man, New York, birthday was this week. Clap it up for my man, New York. Happy birthday, man. You made it, man. People like us don't always make it to this age. Happy birthday, my chief.
Thank you. I'm surviving on by thread because y'all mean I'm lit.
What
I'm
age is that?
Tuned in for the show. Oh, I'm at 29. I'm 29 with no kids. It's my last year with no kids. If I can make it to 30, God bless it.
29. I'm gonna be 49 this year.
So New York, you're 29. What are you telling your 18-year-old self?
That was yesterday.
I know.
Right, I'm telling myself, smarten up, be wiser, take your education more seriously. You will always have fun in your later years, but y'all mean take everything more seriously, and then hey, take it with a grain of salt. Look, I can't even complain. God bless me with this vessel for 29 years. I'm gonna live for another 29 years, God willingly, and then we gonna make the best of it. You heard?
Yeah. Well, I hope you make it past 60. Like, I want you to make it past 58. Another 29 ain't that long. I need you to make it to at least
48.
I need you to make it to at least 90. At least 90 that we can start rolling the dice on there. But it's funny, you're the only one so far who hasn't said anything about financial. Blur, it was your question. What are you telling your 18-year-old self? I knew you when you were 18. You were reckless. I hope you tell yourself just to relax a little bit more.
I don't think I would have to tell myself to relax. I wouldn't go financial either because contrary to you guys, I actually do believe they taught us a lot of this stuff in school. They just didn't tell us what they were teaching us, essentially. Like, I've done spreadsheets and everything. I remember, like, concepts of investment going back to elementary school, but no one ever said, oh, this is investment. It was just math class. And I can't remember my fifth grade teachers. Name, but I remember she taught us, or she was teaching us about, hey, you buy something, and she was, I guess it was kind of like algebra, where it's like, and she was using letters, like, and she said apple, which makes me always remember it, like, hey, you buy apples, and then you resell the apples at a higher price, and so you're not really, it was a whole big thing which stuck with me, so I feel like we did learn about these things, we just didn't know how to apply it, and I guess that's part of saying they didn't really teach us these skills. I mean, they taught us the skills, but not really what the skills were for and how to use them. I would tell myself, like, yo, fuck these girls. Literally, fuck these girls. Like, you don't really, I mean, spending too much time and energy worried about girls, you can be worried about a lot more other things. And then the women going to come, and you can still fuck these girls.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, women have always been a problem. But, you know, we're heterosexual male, so it's gonna be tough. What else about the Super Bowl halftime? Well, let's talk about the game. I mean, just real quick, because we do have a lot of sports fans in the house. So the game, did y'all enjoy the game? I thought the game was actually really well. DJ C Siren, welcome to the building. Welcome to the show. How you doing tonight, baby? I know you got to get ready because you're headed out of town, party in the mall this weekend. DJ C. Siren is leaving me for about the next 3 days, so it's homeboy home alone weekend. So all the strippers, if the strippers want to come through, it'd be me and my 8-year-old. He got, I think he got about $5 in his piggy bank. I need y'all to be quiet in the background. But yeah, I thought the game was entertaining. I thought the game was good. I thought the game was what we knew. The Rams were flawed. The Bengals were flawed. So we saw a lot of flawed stuff. I feel real bad for Odell Beckham Jr. because it looks like he was headed for MVP and towards the ACL in the first half. Aaron Donald shows that why he may be the best defensive tackle that ever played the game. His impact was, like, it's rare that you see a defensive tackle impact a game by himself that much, even while being double-teamed. And the Bengals O-line isn't great. They were hurt, but, I mean, they're still professional athletes. These guys are still – you know, some of the best to ever do it. If you just look at the grand scheme of things, of how many football players there are, how many O linemen there are, and these guys made it to the pinnacle, and he beat the hell out of them. And he probably the sole him that D line, Cooper Kupp is probably the sole reason why they won that Super Bowl. I thought it was a great Super Bowl. It wasn't two great teams playing each other, but I thought it was very entertaining. A-Point, what did you think of the Super Bowl?
I thought it was a great Super Bowl. I mean, you're right. I mean, the Bengals' offensive line sucked. Eli Apple can suck a dick. Couldn't care less about him. But great bowl. I won money off of it.
Yeah, it's always a plus.
Bet on the Bengals. I was hoping they would come out with a win. But, you know, you can't complain. I mean, Matt Stafford, I mean, good Lord, he's with for 12 years.
Yeah.
Ball deal, so good for him. But I kind of wanted the Bengals to win as well because, I mean, shoot, they hadn't won a Super Bowl playoff game in, like, 32 years.
Yeah.
It would have been nice to get a ring. But, you know,
I just hate their owner.
Yeah.
Their owner just never – he's just so cheap. Like, they were talking about how the Bengals, how the Rams, when they showed up to the Super Bowl, had a spread waiting for them to eat and relax. And the Bengals had, like, sandwich bags, like brown bag sandwiches.
McDonald's.
And it's just,
not even supersized.
Yeah, it's just bad, man. It's just bad. Queen, what did you think about the Super Bowl? Did you watch or you was like, football, not really feeling it today?
I wasn't really feeling it that night. I don't know what I was doing. All I know is that I had something to drink and I passed out. And then I forgot that it was the Super Bowl.
You ain't get roofied, did you?
No, it was the wine. I had a little wine.
It was the wine. All right, I just want to make sure you're safe
yeah,
out in the streets. You talk about having a drink and passing out. That sounds like Bill Cosby.
Yeah, I had the bottles on the phone with New York, and I don't remember. I passed out.
Yeah. Did New York call me you for his birthday? New York, did you watch the Super Bowl at all, or was you too busy drugging people?
No, I wasn't drugging nobody. I was in the same boat as her. I actually finished the Super Bowl, but yeah, after that, I passed out. But yeah, it was a good game. I liked it. I liked it. I ain't gonna hold you. That last play from Rams, y'all mean that no look pass. That was good. That was good money.
Okay, Blur.
Oh yeah, man, I watched the game fully. It was a good game. It wasn't great, but it was a good game. Like a lot of games, it got a little low in the middle, and I mean, where nothing was really happening, teams weren't really moving, which if you're a football fan, you could find the entertainment in that. I really do believe Aaron Donald should have been MVP. I thought he had the best all-around game for anybody on both sides, and I think he's the single reason – well, I can't really say the single reason, but I think he's the biggest reason that his team won in the end. Officials interjecting themselves, but on both sides, so one team can't really complain over the other. I mean, the joint where homie pulled Jalen Ramsey down to the ground and scored, and then you got the little phantom holding call so the Rams can keep the drive alive late in the game. I mean, all in all, it was a good game. I was actually watching the game with an extended family friend, I guess, who's a paranoid schizophrenic. And
what?
I was watching the game with him, and he kept, like, partly talking to himself and not talking to himself. But every time he was talking to the other people in the room who weren't really in the room, I just interjected like I was one of them, and he was talking to me. So, I mean, it kept it entertaining, man. Had, like, a little a game and a game inside the game.
I don't mean to laugh. Shout out to all my mental health folks out there. We can get to the Ben Simmons Harden trade in a minute. But you know what? I'm not even going to comment, man. I'm just glad you're safe out there, man. And it's good that you're out here spending time with people that talk to themselves. Because, you know, sometimes people who talk to themselves need to talk to other people. Sometimes they don't need to talk to people. It's good that you're just in the room so they feel comfortable.
Yeah, you know
that's
what's funny?
Stuff.
Like, I don't know if anyone's ever talked or met somebody who's like a real-life paranoid schizophrenic. It's like, it's not like talking to themselves like other people talk to themselves. It's like you can almost hear the other voices talking back to them. So, like, I got a little scared for myself. Like, I understand this conversation he's having over here, and I need to interject and speak up so that he knows I'm in the room with him. And that they know I'm in the room with him, so they can stop talking to him, and we can just finish this game out. I really did not want the game to go into overtime. I really did not.
He's feeling uncomfortable. Yeah, he's getting both of them was getting too excited.
I mean, because he has the money on the game, so he's talking about getting low and getting out of town. And the voices was telling him other things he could do besides just getting low and getting out of town. And so I just had to keep interjecting. Like, no, man, you know, they're picking on Eli Apple right now, man. They about to expose this dude, man. You good. You ain't going to have to get out of town.
Yeah, that's a little wild. That's a little wild. Well, hey, glad you're safe. All right, last thing about the Super Bowl, halftime show. Kendrick Lamar, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, Dr. Dre, Snoop. They made a big deal with Snoop about smoking weed before he hopped out on stage, and I just wonder, like, who's making a big deal about smoking weed at this point? Like, he
left out 50
Cent.
Fucking secret.
Like, I thought we all knew this is what Snoop does. Would you say, Blur?
I said you left out 50 Cent, but that's all right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who's making a big deal? I didn't hear nothing about Snoop smoking. In fact, I don't know what I heard people talking about. Like, all the interviews I said, saw them doing leading up to it, and they were asking, like, what do you do to prepare for a show? If you going to do anything different? And it was like Entertainment Tonight. They were like, oh, Snoop, we know what you do to prepare for a show. So it was like a joke. It was like a running thing. And I've seen that on, like, people talking about Snoop smoking, like, on a couple different outlets. I mean, they in L.A., so I can't imagine anybody made any type of deal about it.
Yeah, but you know the NFL is a conservative league. They don't want you smoking weed before you come out on the halftime show.
Look, I say this. As far as Blair's point is concerned, it's L.A., it's California. As far as I'm concerned, it's legalized out there. If you don't expect Snoop Dogg to smoke right before a show, where have you been? Other than that, look, the Super Bowl then boosted his brand, his stock market, far beyond what he had already going for himself. Yeah, I mean, and even smoking weed right before that his performance has boosted the stock market. Not even his brand, but it probably boosted the stock market of weed out there too. So if we can get this shit legalized, get this shit federally legalized, hey, all for it.
Okay, so let's go around and just ask real quick. We got a lot of topics, man. It's already been 30 minutes. Man, time flies. A-Point, did you enjoy the halftime show?
I did. I thought it was a great show. You know, when it popped up my news feed on Facebook about, you know, Snoop smoking weed, I wanted to comment. I'm like, is this really a fucking story? Like, come on, please.
It's
like,
Snoop.
This is what we're bringing up as a story. Anyway, I did not comment on it because I couldn't give two shits. It was a great fucking show. The only thing that I was thinking was, man, when you're paying like a minimum of $5,000 a seat and you're on the backside of that stage.
Yeah, it sucks.
I'm pissed off, man.
That sucks.
So we had the good side of the stage because we were watching it on TV. So I thought it was a great show. It's fantastic. I mean, they brought out everything. They brought out everything of the mid-90s, everything California. It was fantastic.
Blur, did you enjoy the show?
I did, but I wasn't all that impressed by it. I thought it was better than the Weeknd show last year, but I mean, I think they tried to do a lot in 25 minutes, 27 minutes, however long it was. Like, they tried to fit in a whole lot, and I just felt like it was rushed, and the medleys was like, come on, you got to give me a little bit more than just that. So, yeah, I felt like it was too fast, and it was rushed. So, all in all, it was cool, but, yeah, wasn't great.
Queen, did you enjoy it?
I'm sorry,
Queen,
I got lost. Did you
watch the halftime show, or was you asleep by then?
I was asleep. I slept through the whole thing.
I
watched parts of it. Wasn't it Mary J. Blige performing?
Yep, Mary J. was out there.
I was working it.
Oh, we can't do that. We got a show. We live. 8 point. Howling at my wife.
Okay.
Well, go ahead, Queen. So, what'd you end up saying?
Oh, I watched like a clip of Mary J. Blige. That's about it. But I didn't really watch the show.
Okay. All right, no worries.
Yeah.
I thought it was good, man. I mean, when it comes to rap, they played the hits. DJ C-Sound, you out? You better go pack. All right, go pack. DJ C-Sound looking at me because she usually talks to me for an hour, but she just walked in. So I think she's missing her usual routine of complaining about her date to me. But I thought the show was good. I thought it was well put together, but I'm with Blur. When they came out with the original lineup of Snoop, Dre, Mary J., Kendrick, Eminem, I immediately thought, that's too many people for just 20 minutes. Like, those icons, those stars, those music legends have enough music on their own to give you a quick 30 minutes of entertainment. When you put all them together, it shortens it up for everybody. Eminem only got one song. 50 only got one song. Kendrick only got one song. And I like the fact that they brought him out. But, you know, I guess the other thing is you're going to play the commercial hits. You're showing this to a wide audience. Again, NFL historically is just a conservative organization. So you're going to play the hits that amasses everyone that everyone knows, you know, the song to. But I would have preferred a Dr. Dre and Snoop set with maybe just a verse here from Eminem, a verse from 50. Kendrick, who I love as an artist, I thought, even though I thought he had the best performance on the Super Bowl show, I thought he was kind of out of place. He's not that era, even though it's kind of like Dr. Dre, these are all my people, these are all the people I made millions and millions of dollars, except for Mary J. Blige. Mary J. was pretty well established on her own. But we didn't get any Chronic. Like, we didn't get any old Dre and Snoop.
It wasn't enough time.
Yeah, it felt rushed. It felt for fans of Dre and Snoop, for fans of Eminem, for fans of Kendrick, for fans of Mary J., it felt like we got cheated because none of them were on stage at all. It was good seeing Anderson .Paak up there, though. But, you know, having him up there was pretty good. But, yeah, but, I mean, Prince put on a concert.
But one person. That's your point.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, if you just had Dre and Snoop, they could have put on a 30-minute concert. They could have had Eminem walk out there for one verse. I guess you can't play Bitch Please at the Super Bowl, but that's a great Dr. Dre, Snoop, and Eminem song.
Yeah.
It would have been nice if Exhibit showed up, but no one voted for Exhibit but me. You know, shout out to our Arkansas. But, you know, I just didn't think they gave him enough time. Oh, was that was that a sale for the Oculus?
How much was that?
But yeah, but I thought, but to be the first rap show out there, I know Outkast was on there for a second. Wasn't Big Boy out there because they was in the Lowrider or something?
When they were in Atlanta.
Oh yeah, when it was in Atlanta, I thought it was very entertaining. I knew what they were trying to do. I thought it was cool. I got that from 7-Eleven. They had the Cabernet Sauvignon in the refrigerator. It was weird. But it's Dark Horse. But so, you know, I'm just happy it happened. That's my last. Anybody got anything left on the halftime show?
Go ahead. Blair, you can go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, yeah. You got to appeal to the masses, because it's like, y'all, you know what I mean, it's a lot of people that's in the stands. So, y'all, you know what I mean, you got to appeal to the masses. I think one song, two songs do it. I think for diehard fans of Snoop, even Snoop took over Death Row Records. That's a big time achievement for him. Even in going into the Super Bowl, I think. Yeah, I mean, as far as diehard fans and us, yeah, I feel like, yeah, we got cheated out of the show. But even at that, y'all, I mean, I was surprised that even 50 Cent came out hanging from the ceiling the way he did, because I didn't even expect 50 Cent to even be in the lineup like that. And I'm glad they even, Aftermath even incorporated him into the show. I think that was a good surprise for us, but other than that, yeah, diehard fans. I understand what you're saying, but you got to appeal to the masses. It's not our culture that's always in the stands as far as the Super Bowl is concerned, and you got to appeal to the masses. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was going to say as well. Like, I understand why they had so many people like Eminem and Kendrick and Mary J. Because you got Mary J, because you got to have a female. Well, you don't have to have a female, but it's kind of important if you're going to have, like, if we were going to have just a Dre set or a Dre and Eminem set, it's supposed to be, you know, like this Dr. Dre halftime show. I think you need to bring a woman out there. So going with Mary, I understand that. Going with Kendrick, because you need a younger audience, something for the younger crowd. I think he's the only person who performed a song that was released within, like, the last decade or so. If I'm not mistaken, somebody said that. I ain't double-check it, but you just need that. You can't have everybody perform a song.
Perform the song. I thought you meant an artist that released the song.
No, perform the song that came out within the last 10 years.
Oh, yeah. That's probably true.
Yeah, and then you got Eminem for, you know, I don't say the white crowd, but for, like, that crowd, you know, the frat boys, the, you know, the Needs Week, all the petty, like, that crowd, so... Yeah, I understand why they went with so many people, because you got to appeal to such a diverse crowd. But at the same time, you're absolutely right. They got to get, like, just one person, one or two people, and just let them rock out. Again, they did that last year with The Weeknd, and I didn't really like it, but if you get the right person who got the right catalog, I think that's how you have a recipe for success.
Yeah, you know. But, I mean, overall, good. I can't complain about the end of the NFL season. Good Super Bowl. Great playoffs. A lot of interest, a lot of interesting storylines, and a lot of people that we haven't seen before got a title and, you know, stars of the league. And it's going to make for an interesting offseason. Good halftime show, good entertainment. And that's about it. Oh, the last thing I got on the Super Bowl. So one of the commercials, should I wait for MXer to join us? I'm a New York fellow. Because New York said it was a great commercial. DJ C-Sire, you got a quick second to have this conversation with me? Because you were there when it happened. Can you give me 2 minutes before you eat? So I wanted to bring up the Paralympic commercial that we saw. So there was one commercial on the Super Bowl. No?
I think the one is pretty. I never
saw it. Oh, you didn't see it?
No.
You didn't see the Paralympic commercial where they had a blind dude, a dude went blind.
Was it the track?
And he was running behind his brother.
Oh, no.
So they had a commercial where they said, hey, this dude, go do the thing if you didn't see it. I thought you were hitting her.
I got
My mom is here. Mom, call in. I think my mom saw it because I was complaining. I think this is cheating. So Paralympics, Special Olympics, this is not a diss to anybody handicapped. They used to shoot my grandfather with insulin when I was younger. I was there when they cut off his legs. I have all love for handicapped folks. I just want to have a quick discussion. So for the Paralympic commercial, they had a dude who went blind. So the way he competed in the Olympics, now everything else was fine, but he just went blind, right? He could only see a little bit. So the way he competed is his brother trained for, I don't know what sport, they, I think they were doing a triathlon or something. So what he would do was just run right behind his brother because he could see the image of his brother. So his brother trained with him so that he could run the Paralympics and, you know, win gold medals and all this stuff. I thought that was cheap. Because the thing of the Paralympics is that you're handicapped. And you're fighting through this handicap to be successful. Now, if he's blind, cool. But if he can make out a figure and stay behind a figure and everything else is fine, like, okay, no one who has... who's missing a leg who's running the Paralympics is tied to somebody who has their legs and they're running. I don't know if I'm off base or not, but I felt the fact that he could just, his brother could run in front of him, and since he could see the shape of his brother and just follow him wherever he goes, I felt like that was cheap. I feel like if you can't do the course by yourself blind, then you shouldn't be in the Paralympics.
Well, I've seen it where they run aside them. So, like, the person running next to them will run so close to them where they can feel, they can hear them, they can feel them next to them, not in front of them, but side by side. That way they're not chasing someone. Because when you're chasing someone, you run differently from being... Like when you're being clocked,
yeah,
you run differently from being chased or chasing somebody.
Right.
There's a different speed. So I've seen it to where they run to the side of them where they're almost like the athlete that can see is literally almost touching their arm.
Right. I think that's cheap.
Well, come on, man. They got to stay in the lane.
I'm not saying this is a big deal. I'm cool with them participating like this. I'm not saying it's a big deal. But I feel like that's cheating because if I have my leg cut off, I can't then tie my bad leg to somebody who's got a good leg and run.
You can get a prosthetic.
But a prosthetic ain't like somebody who's got a real good leg or a prosthetic's better than regular legs. Because I get my shit cut off right now. My knees are terrible.
These prosthetics are...
Blur, what you think? Mile base?
I think you are. I think, and I didn't see the commercial, but just from my understanding of the Paralympics and all that, you compete against people who have the same handicap as you. So if you're running in the blind race, then you're running with other blind people who see just as much as you see. And they have their aid just as, like, you're allowed to have an aid, like, April was saying the assistants who run right next to you, they actually are slightly strapped together, so they are touching. There's a strap that they both hold on to. Yeah, and if you got missing legs, you run with the people with missing limbs.
Okay, see, that's new information to me. I thought if I had a missing limb, I was running next to a blind person who's got all his limbs, but can see like the little blurb in front of him. If they're running into other blind people with guides as well, then I have no problem with it. If we're all doing this equally, I have no problem with it. But then that comes to, should we have transsexual isn't the word, because that's why I keep getting in trouble with DJ C-Sign. Sex changers, what are they called?
Transgender.
Shouldn't we have them in their own category now? If all blind people should run together, shouldn't we just have transgender? Like, what's the problem if we're saying all blind people should run together? Shouldn't we have all transgender run? Isn't that an easy solve to the problem?
I think so.
not to get on the LGBT topic, but I just didn't know that blind people run with other blind people. I thought if I was missing a leg, I could run against you blind. Blur, you're saying that's not true.
That is not true. But yeah, you're absolutely right, though. That's a common suggestion that people have when it comes to the whole transgender competing thing. You're like, hey, create another category. Let all transgender people compete against each other. If it's not enough to compete, then it's just not enough to compete. But can't speak for the community, but apparently that's not what they want to do. They were born a man or a woman, even though you don't see too much of it. The women want to compete with the men because they were born a man. You just see it the other way around. They were born a woman, and they want to compete against women. So, hey, let them do whatever they do, I guess.
Shout out to
But you're right. That is a common suggestion.
Yeah. What's the jackass dude name?
Oxel.
He made a movie about the Paralympics, and I saw it.
That dude's funny.
It's funny, but there's no way. Like, just no way it could be made now.
He was one that made it look like he was.
He was, he was handicapped. What was that movie called?
Oh, my God, it was hilarious.
Blur, you know you're great with movies.
I remember seeing it, but I can't think of the name right now. It's like Cheated or something like that. I can't remember. It's a one-word name. I know that. I just can't remember exactly what it was.
You're on the right path.
I had that movie on DVD. This was at the time when you can get DVDs for like 10 cents. It was like the Columbia House of DVDs. And I had that DVD and watched it. The Ringer.
The Ringer.
That's what it was called, The Ringer. It was a funny movie, but no way it could be made, man. All right, so that's the Paralympics. What else you got, Blur? Well, A-Point, let me go to you. You got anything? Look, Queen in New York dropped off. I think they celebrate his birthday.
I mean, I think touching base on getting back to the transgender, there's not enough.
This is A-Point.
There's not enough science behind it, but, you know, so, like, you know, if you're a, you know, transgendering from a female...
Transgendering.
Woman, you know, is that a word? If you're going from, a man to a woman, there's not enough, science and time to say, hey, you know, the process is complete now, you can compete as a woman. You know, we see it all the time with in swimming. You know, you had, in college, you had the one male that transgendered into a woman, and he had he's smoking all these women. And it's not fair to the women, you know, in the past that have, won as a woman. There's not enough time to say, hey, you still have the muscle mass of a man. So that's why I think that there should be a in between, like a transgender, classification. It's just not fair. It's not fair to the men, not fair to the women. You can go both ways on that.
And that's some of them do. Nobody got the joke.
Well, you know what's funny? Whitley and Thomas, who is the collegiate swimmer for UPenn, who used to compete for the men, and then finally made his or her transition and is now competing for the women, it's weird. And I give the NCAA at least a little credit on this because they're trying to do all this on the fly. So she's been taking her estrogen or whatever her medication is. Like NCAA said, you have to take it for at least a year. She's been taking it for 2.5. So she's already like exceeded what they were asking. And she does below their testosterone levels. But again, this is still a 22, 23-year-old man who's been training to be a swimmer his entire life. He's been swimming since he was 5. He comes from a family of swimmers. And so from 5 to 20, he's been training as a man, building up these muscles to swim as a man. And just because he took a little hormone reduction or whatever for a year and a half, 2 years, there's no way the women are going to be able to compete with him. Ironically, though, there's another transgender competing who just isn't as good. And people are using that like, look, just because there's two transgender women competing, He actually beat Leah Thomas once. They've raced twice. He beat her once or whatever, but he doesn't have him, he, she, whatever. She doesn't have the same times of blowing people out the way Leah Thomas has been. And Leah Thomas, ironically, hasn't been putting up the same times since, like, the start of the season. And people are like, oh, she realized she was blowing people away and was getting negative publicity, so she has to rein it in. I mean, you know, there's no way of knowing for sure if she's sandbagging it just so she doesn't win by as much. But,
right.
I mean, she's meeting all the requirements.
But I mean, what other requirements? I mean, there's not enough time. There's not enough science.
I disagree.
They got testosterone levels. Like, that's the one thing. You have to be taking your medication, documented medication, for a certain amount of time, I think over a year. And you have to get tested where your testosterone levels are below a certain level. And because of Leah Thomas, they're actually NCAA, like right now, going through the process of lowering the requirements. Well, you know what? That's still too much testosterone. We need to bring it down even lower. So it's a competitive, more competitive.
Hold on. I think I have an easy solution.
Here we go.
No, I'm not even joking on this one. But just like boxers have to weigh in, you have to get your estrogen and testosterone levels checked. Everybody
they do.
Who's within, no, but hear what I'm out. Everybody who's within 3 points or 3 numbers of estrogen level has to compete against each other. Like, treat it like weight classes. Instead of saying, who's the best 100 freestyle swimmer? No, who's the best 100 freestyle swimmer at 133 estrogen, 135 estrogen? Just like how we do boxing weight classes. You can treat these individual sports because it's tougher with the team sports, right? If you got a girl that transported into a dude and she's a kicker, there's no point in really checking their testosterone level. But if for these individual sports, we can start just put them in weight classes. But just hormone classes. I think it's
an easy
solution.
That's not a bad idea. I can't front. That's not a bad idea.
I just don't know how expensive it would be to do that. Right? Now, I don't know, like, with these big meets or, you know, with these side meets. Because, like, if you plan to swim it against Temple, like, are you really going to bring in a bunch of people to test the estrogen levels for a 2-mile school radius swim meet? But at these big meets, you know, if we're talking about, you know,
it'd be a lot cheaper to just have a transgender
category. And I thought about that, but all the trans, see, and this is where I get confused, and I sound ignorant, and I am ignorant, so gay people don't come at me, or transgender people.
I ain't coming at you.
All the transgender men would win, though. Like, all the girls who turn into dudes
would lose.
Would get smoked by all the dudes that turned into girls.
They have muscle mass.
But I'm saying even if you put them in a transgender category.
Right.
Like, if they're all in the same category.
Yes.
So all the dudes that turn into women would win everything, and all the girls that turn to dudes, which I have no problem with. I'm putting that out there. I got no problem. Do what you do. It's your body. But, like, I would feel bad for them because they need to be in their own category too, which is why I say the only thing that we can make levels, weight classes, make hormone weight classes for individualized sports.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that's still going to be – that's still not going to be as fair, but I think that's as close as possible because you'll still end up with the women who've been taking testosterone competing against the men who've been taking estrogen. So you got Leah Thomas going up against I was about to say the female basketball player, Brittany Griner, but that's disrespectful. That's disrespectful.
Oh,
but, yeah, you got
– do that?
No, she's not. No, she's not, man. She's still a woman. I'm just saying, like, you have that type of competition, and I still think the one who's been training as a man since 5 years old is going to whoop some ass in that competition. So it's still not fair, but you might still have the closest option to being fair, though.
Yeah, I would just like to see what the estrogen testosterone levels, if you treat them as weight classes, how that competition would be. I would just be interested to see if we get more of a fair result or if the dudes who were originally dudes first who are now women would still dominate. I would just like to see if that's a more fair option, but we ain't got to spend too long on it. Hey, we had the Olympics, the Winter Olympics. A-Point, did you watch the Winter Olympics?
Did.
What's your favorite sport so far?
The snowboarding.
Snowboarding? Well, you're a biker. You're a bike dude. I told your wife to tell you. We're like little high school friends over here, man. His wife was over at my house. The movie Rad came on. I said, yo,
Rad,
go tell your husband to come over so we can watch Rad together.
I rented it that night. Snowboarding's the best, man. Sean White, you know, he set the ground for, you know, these young cats that are coming up. I really wanted him to medal, but, you know, he's 35. And he realized he probably should have, you know, let it go last year, 4 years ago. But for him to be out there.
If somebody's still going to sponsor you, still pay you.
Heck yeah.
Why not?
For him to be out there and finish fourth and be with these young cats that are pulling out tricks that were just never even heard of, you know, 8 years ago. It's a fantastic sport, man. These guys are athletes, guys and girls. Wonderful sport. That's my favorite. After snowboarding, after the half pipe, I'm done.
Okay. Blur, did you watch any Olympics?
I watched some of it. I think we talked about it before. I watched a little bit of the snowboard and a little bit of the downhill skiing competition. I still don't get it. I do think, and I'll put this in the thing, I think the International Olympic Committee is dropping the ball, man. Like when I just gave kudos to the NCAA for what they're doing, the International Olympic Committee, they is fumbling the bag for real with their doping scandal. Before I get into that, though, go back and watch Brad and look at the stunt double for Lori Loughlin. She played the love interest. Whenever she's on the bike, yo, they got the
it's a dude.
Yo, it's like a 40-year-old dude with a mustache, man.
Yeah.
I just watched Rad a couple of weeks ago.
What you talking about?
I watched Rad a couple of weeks ago, man. I had this girl over. We was watching it. And I just couldn't stop laughing and pointing out, like, yo, that's supposed to be a chick?
It's a Mexican dude. Yeah. It's great. I've watched that movie way too much. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, it hurts. Thought double is terrible. We can get into
that. That was some horrible camera work, man. Some real horrible camera work.
The whole movie is horrible, but it's great at the same time.
I ain't gonna say that. I love that movie. I ain't gonna say it's horrible, but that part is horrible.
I love the movie as well.
It's a bad movie.
Like, why is this cop bothering this kid? Yeah. Why is this cop bothering this kid? He's just trying to deliver papers. Like, he's chasing him.
He ain't bothering when he's delivering the papers, though. He bothered him when he was trespassing in the wood factory or whatever it was.
No, he was running his bike through stores delivering the papers.
You could do that in a small town.
Oh, shit. My bad, drop the phone. Fuck the dogs. Nerves up the dogs. Look crazy. But
like I was saying with the international, the Winter Olympics, man, the Russian chick, of course, Russians get caught doping. Yeah, they caught her. It's fucked up because she shouldn't have been able to compete, but because they just got the test results back, which is a little funny. I was listening to an interview with the person who runs the clinic where the testing was done. They're like, look, this test wasn't marked as being for the Olympics. It wasn't marked urgent. It wasn't marked priority. So we just got to it when we got to it, and this is the normal turnaround time for standard testing. Hey, if it was labeled correctly, it would have got rushed. It would have got done before time, and the International Olympic Committee would have had these results before the Olympics. They didn't, so here we are. Now, because she's 15 years old, I understand the International Olympic Committee not wanting to punish her. Like, we hear all the time here in the U.S. how we make these athletes, these young girls in gymnastics, they just got to, like, trust their coaches. They got to just trust the Olympic team and just go with the flow. So, yeah, if the coaches and the Russian Olympic Committee tell you, like, yo, take this, drink this, you're going to do it. Understandable. But you got to stop. You can't just let her keep competing. Like, what the fuck? And then they're not even going to let her keep competing. What they said is like, all right, if she wins, she wins. We're not going to do any ceremonies, and we're not going to give out any medals. So if she comes in first place, there's no ceremonies for second place, third place, fourth place. Nobody gets a medal until months later when they decide what to do. What kind of bullshit is that? You're just fucking it up for everybody because you don't want to come to a decision now and y'all still want to discuss it. So imagine you go to the Olympics. You worked all the time. You get to the Olympics. You compete. You think you come in second. You don't get a silver medal. You don't get to take the ceremony. No pictures, none of that bullshit. And then months later, they're going to mail you a gold medal. Nah, man. They fucking this shit all the way up for everybody.
Now, did they find out she tested positive before she performed or after?
After.
That was before.
It was before. So, 8 points saying before, you're saying after.
Yeah, for what I heard, it was after the first, after her first event.
But she was tested before.
And she tested positive?
Right. But my point is you know, she's taking a drug that is basically they're saying can enhance your stamina.
Mm-hmm. Viagra.
Right. And she can still compete. Just not short, but a year and I don't know, let's say 15 months ago, you got someone that was smoking weed.
Yeah, it was less than a year. It was a summer.
That cannot compete. So, like, let's be consistent on the rules here. If you break the rules,
you're out.
You're out, period. Period. It's putting a scar on the Olympics. I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't care about her age.
We're trying to let Russia.
You know, she is disqualified. I mean, it's fucking plain and simple. You got to keep it clean. It's not fair to all the athletes that stay clean, period.
And Mexer, welcome to the offering, my brother. You got any comments on the IOC?
No, I disagree. I agree with exactly what he just said, man. You got to keep it clean. I mean, yeah, it's pretty cut and dry. And the fact that they're kind of making exceptions, it kind of blurs the lines and it's going to create a slippery slope, so.
Yeah, Sha'Carri Richardson has every right to complain, and I came on here and said, "Hey, I was excited to see her. I love the passion, but she fucked up. I understand her mom died. Shit happens. You know, we all got parent issues. Like it happens. You know, if you agree to play this game and follow these rules, once you break them, you should be out. I said that for this same Russian chick." I don't care. You agree to play this game. You agree to these rules. Once you test positive, you got to go. I don't care that you're 15. It sucks. I mean, God bless that you have more youth than Sha'Carri, so you still have time. But, you know, so your mistake isn't as big because you have time to make it up. But, yo, you agree. Yo, this is on the ban list, even if it's your manager's fault because they gave you something. Your trainer's fault because they gave you something. You might not have done it purposely. If you test positive, you got to go. If it's a real positive. Now, there are definitely false positives. I do believe in science. So, you know, if there's something that's going on where they can prove that, you know, it was a bad test and it was a false positive, then cool, let it keep playing. But if we're assured that she took this supplement that increases her stamina and she shouldn't because it's banned, she got to go. She got to go. Fuck that 15-year-old. And I don't want to piss Russia off because they're about to invade Ukraine. And they're making it real hard out here. So, yeah, I'm with y'all, man. She shouldn't have. Like, I would be happy if Sha'Carri now sues the Olympic Committee. Because I don't want to bring the race card in it. But this is a time for her to use it. It may not have nothing to do with race, but the way that you might be able to get some money out of it is to play the race card in this one. Why was she allowed to perform and I wasn't, and we both tested positive?
I brought this up. We had this conversation, gosh, it was probably a couple of years ago in one of your podcasts. And we talked about...
Hey, we've been old 6 years. Yay!
It's been a while. The Canadian guy who... Got his medal stripped from him because he tested positive for marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go back and give it back to him and say, hey, that's not a performance-enhancing drug. We'll give your medal back to you.
No.
So Jacquari Richardson doesn't even get to fucking compete because she smokes weed. But this guy gives his medal back. This chick is taking it's very inconsistent.
Yeah.
Be consistent about it. If it's on the ban list, you're out. Then there's no controversy.
That's it. That's it.
I don't fucking get it. This is leaving a scar in the Olympics.
It is. I mean, my man Extra Money always talks about he hates people with hypocrisy, and I think the bigger thing that he always, you know, that we always talk about, you know, just his friends and his brothers and just with all my friends, me and A-Point, me and Blair, I was like, yo, just be consistent. Make your rules nice, concise, and clear so everyone understands what they're getting into. Everyone follow the rules, and if you fuck up the rule, then you got to go. It shouldn't be this difficult. You know what I mean? So, good topic. Blur, that was your topic. You done with it?
Let me just clarify. So, yeah, I just looked this up just to be sure. So, yeah, the test was in December. The results came back just a week or so ago after they had already won their first team event. And she said, hey, I don't know nothing about this. Y'all have to retest me because I'm not cheating or whatever. And it came back like, yo, this looks like it could be some type of contamination, which is why they're going to continue to test and say, all right, we're going to keep kicking this down the line. We're going to keep continuing to test for this. Because it looks like Russia got some legitimate, at least they say they have some legitimate reasons for the contamination or whatever. All in all, whatever the reason, that's at least why they're letting her continue on, because it's like they still have to go through the process of retesting and going through the pills or whatever. It just sucks because if she does come out and they're like, all right, you know what we found out? It was a false positive, or, you know, this was some cross-contamination with something else, you're good. You get to keep your medal. So I think that's why they're letting her still compete. But at the same time, they know that's not what's going to happen because this is Russia. So they're just fucking it up for everybody. So the person who would have came in third place now is fourth, and they never going to take the podium. They're going to get sent a silver medal in the mail. Like, that's just fucked up. I do believe stay consistent, but I don't think Jacquari Richardson and her are on the same level because – well, I guess it is somewhat of a team sport. Not really, though. Track and field is, I mean, kind of an individual thing. Jacquari was technically an adult doing her own thing. Again, non-performance enhancement. She just admitted, yeah, I smoked. She just came out like, yeah, my mom died. I needed to cope with I smoked weed. This Russian chick, she playing the game. I don't know what y'all talking about. I ain't do shit. I ain't take shit. I don't know nothing about shit. I ain't do shit. So y'all need to figure it out. But while y'all figure it out, I'm going to keep coming out here busting ass.
Go ahead, A-Point.
I mean, do I have a heart condition? Do you have a heart condition? Why was she taking this medication? Does she have a heart condition? That's what this medication is for. Like, if you don't have a heart condition, why the fuck are you taking this medication?
So I guess they're saying that the reason why she tested positive is because of a contamination. She's saying she's not taking this medicine, that the test is fucked up, and they need to retest it.
Okay.
So, you know, it's about, you got to love,
I'm not there.
You got to love the judicial system. It's all about the appeals, baby.
Keep appealing it. It always works.
Keep appealing it.
It's always fair.
Hey, so good topic, Blur. My man MX Your Money hit me on the line last week, and it blew my mind. We're going to go around the room real quick. 8 points.
You want to be first?
Go to you first. What race is Mr. Clean?
Mr. Clean. Are you talking about the
Yo, you gotta know who Mr. Clean is. Mr. Clean.
The bald guy?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Bald, just white to me.
Blur. What race is Mr. Clean?
He's the Rock. So whatever race the Rock is, that's Mr. Clean.
Whatever race the Rock is.
Yeah.
See, I thought,
you know, Rock,
like
the Rock just appeals to everybody. Everybody just claims the Rock. He's white, he's black, he's interracial, he's Polynesian, he's Hawaiian. Yeah, that's Mr. Clean. He's all of the above.
I thought Mr. Clean was, oh, man, I ain't seen nothing, man. This must be Throwback Thursday. I thought Mr. Clean was like one of them sheiks because they were the first people I've ever seen with the hoop earrings. So, you know, like, I don't know if they're called Sikhs or Sheiks or I don't want to say Arabian. I don't know if that's offensive. But I thought he was like Middle Eastern. Now that I know what Middle Eastern is, but I thought he was like one of the people like who wear like the genie shoes. I'm actually, what made you think of this topic?
Bro, it was real random. It was a hot thought, but I swore he was black and everybody else was out here like we was at a bar and it's like it was like nah man, he white. Some people say he was Mexican. Some people Indian. Like, it was a whole lot of different answers. So I was like, man, I can't be the only one that thought it, that nobody else said black with me. I was kind of like, wow, am I the only one that thought this dude was black? Like, I can't be in a minority this day. And I guess I am, because nobody else said black.
One of us?
But yeah.
I consider the Arab genie people black. But I guess they don't consider
like,
themselves black.
If they don't consider themselves black, you can't.
But they're from Africa.
But if they don't consider themselves black, you can't consider them black.
The Dominicans don't consider themselves black. They descended to slavery just like me. But, all right. So was that all you needed to know for Mr. Queen?
Yeah.
I'm extra?
It's a general thought.
What'd you say? You got to speak up. We didn't hear you.
Nah, I said it was just a general thought. That's all.
Okay, general thought. I like it. I like the quick, short thought about topics. Hey, so Blur had a topic. M-Extra, that was your topic, but I didn't really go to you. M-Extra, is there anything you want to talk about tonight in particular?
Nah, I'm good, bro.
A-Point, anything you got before I go to my topic and then
I'll
go back to you, Blur?
No, wait for your topic.
All right, so my topic. I was thinking about the age I was watching a show, so DJ C-Star has been watching the transgender show. I started watching documentaries on James Baldwin, and it started making me think about the AIDS epidemic and the COVID epidemic came around to anti-maskers. I think I'm an anti-masker now. Now, this whole COVID, this whole pandemic, I said, yo, we should all wear masks. I've never been less sick. I think just wearing masks in public places is just a smart idea, right? I think people should get vaccinated because, let's be honest, if we go back to the dark ages when we didn't have medicine, you died at 25. So, obviously, medicine's help. Stop being scared of medicine. People have lived longer to the point where we have to create vegetables that taste like burgers because we're all living longer and we're trying to live even longer. So trust medicine, trust science. But then I started watching these shows, and of course Baldwin, you know, he's been gay. This gay show that Cheryl's been watching, Pose, deals with the AIDS epidemic. And I thought, damn, like when the AIDS epidemic came out, and again, I was younger, so I didn't realize the magnitude of it. I knew it was a big deal because people kept talking about it, but I wasn't involved politically. I was just too young. But it seemed like when Magic Johnson got AIDS, it was a huge deal. Like, we all need to figure this AIDS out. We need to cure Africa of AIDS. We need to figure out how to stop this virus. We need to come together and stop this virus, right? Then COVID came out, and it didn't become, yo, we need to stop this virus. We need to figure out how to cure this virus. It became a political thing. So I don't know if I just missed the AIDS political thing, but this is what I'm getting to. When COVID came out, there were mask mandates. Yo, you got to wear a mask to go somewhere. And people got upset. I got neighbors that got upset. I got friends that got upset who are anti-maskers. I got, I know people from all different spectrums. They got all upset. And I was like, why? Yo, just wear a mask. Like, we're trying to, like, it should be an easy, this was my thought. It should be an easy conversation. There's this disease that's spreading around the world, and it's spreading through breathing and air particles. Just put on a mask. It ain't that big of a deal. But when I thought about the AIDS epidemic, I said, hey, when AIDS first came out, if the government told you, you're forced to wear a condom to have sex,
would I be okay with it? And I said, fuck no. I shouldn't have to wear a condom. And you should not make me wear a condom. So, my question to y'all is, and I'll go to Blair first, because 8 Points looking at me like, where the hell does your mind go? Would you be upset if the government told you that there was this new virus out there that was caused by having sex, and you were, and you, the only way you were allowed to have sex is with a condom?
First and foremost, I got to reject your entire, I don't know how you connected the dots between COVID and AIDS or HIV. I got to reject that whole analogy because, you know, to connect AIDS wearing a condom, that means you're voluntarily having sex with somebody. That's two people, hopefully it's two people consenting to having sex together and swapping bodily fluids or whatever the other person has. Hey, I'm consenting to catching this. Totally different from walking down the street and just walking behind somebody who just coughed. You're not consenting to catch somebody's germs in the air. That's not, I mean, so I got to reject your whole analogy between the two things. That said, if the government was to say, hey, you have to wear a condom, I would just be like, cool, let me know if you find out if I do or if I don't. How the hell are you going to know if I'm wearing a condom or not?
But
so I can't rock with you on this one.
But that's not the question. I get it. Could the government lay inside your bed and see if you're wearing a condom or not? Absolutely not. But the question is, would you reject the premise of the government even creating a law that forced you to wear a condom due to a health crisis? 8 Points.
Well, I mean,
it's tough.
Here's the deal. These, and I agree with the previous caller. These viruses are transmitted very differently. So we're talking about an airborne virus versus a virus that is transmitted through bodily fluids.
But we thought you couldn't touch people with AIDS.
True. Yeah,
that was at the beginning.
We're scared of everything. We're scared of COVID, right? And I agree with you about the whole anti-mask thing. Like, in the beginning, when we did not have the tools, when we did not have the arsenal to combat COVID, we wore masks to protect, you know, I wore masks to protect you, not to protect me. So that's why I wore a mask. I did not want to spread it to you, okay? So now we've got an arsenal. We've got 3 vaccines. We've got treatments for it. So why in the fuck am I wearing a mask now? You know why I'm wearing a mask now? It's because of the assholes that won't be vaccinated and don't want to protect themselves. So I now, as I am vaccinated and boosted, I got to wear a mask because of you. Fuck that.
Well,
fuck
not
that.
Me. I'm vaccinated.
Not you. Yeah.
The other
one. Put it this way. I'm going right by you. I'm 8 Point
cussing at me. I've got boosters and everything.
I know you do.
In my house. No mask. Saying, fuck you.
All over the place, spreading AIDS. So at this point, I'm like, you know, who in the hell am I protecting? Like we haven't lived like this. I'm fucking almost 50 years old. I've never lived like this. It's gotten to a point. If this year, if they don't make this, or if the CDC doesn't come out and say this is an endemic, that we're going to live with this forever.
Mm-hmm.
With all the tools that we have to fight it, just like we do the flu vaccine, just like there's only fucking smallpox is the only virus that we've eliminated.
That's not true.
Only. That is true. Look it up. Smallpox.
There's another one. It's
smallpox. Smallpox. Only
we
one.
Talked about this.
Only one. But look at how many viruses have been out there.
Oh, it's only one other one, and I was surprised. And I was like, oh, there was another one.
I think it was only smallpox. But anyway, you get my point. So, as far as like mandating wearing a condom, they did tell you, hey, the safest thing to do is to wear a condom.
But they didn't tell you you had to.
They didn't mandate. Like, but who's gonna mandate it? We're crying out loud. That's your bedroom.
I know.
You're not having sex with food, Lion.
I know. I know it's not practical. But I'm just saying that if the government even
suggested it.
They came out and they said the best practice.
But we had mask mandates for this.
You're going out in public with a mask, is what I'm saying.
I go out in public with my dick all the time.
you ain't having sex in the
I've had sex in public a lot, too.
But not
shout out to my mom and dad, Jeep
Charity. Harris Cedar, you know?
Jimmy Jeep, not Jeep Charity.
The way it's spread is totally different, so you can't, like...
Okay, look, it was just a thought. MX, what you got on my premise? MX, you got us on mute? He might just be getting out of his mute. He might not be done yet. All right, MX might got us on hold. But yeah, that was my AIDS thought. Because if the government ever told me I was forced to have a condom, I'd be
quick off branch on the off ramp. They just they had the first person who's been officially cured of AIDS, not in remission, not showing symptoms, officially cured of AIDS. It's a woman. I forgot her name. It just happened recently. So we might have just got to our second virus that is cured, or we're going to get rid of.
HIV, not AIDS. It's too different. There was two women cured of HIV.
All right, so I believe you. Hey, congratulations to her. We got a cure. It only took us, what, 40 years?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, and Gunn, watch the movie Dallas Buyers Club. Anthony Fauci is in it because he was working for the government during that. It definitely was political back then as well, same way it is now.
Oh, AIDS epidemic? I've always said I wanted to see Dallas Buyers Club, and I never got around to it. I'm glad you mentioned it. That's one of the movies that I always wanted to check out. And it was a good movie, wasn't it? It was like pretty
shit. Look at Philadelphia.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey did his thing, man.
Yeah. Hey, so just to get 8 points, so yeah, factual information. It's from Wikipedia, so I'm assuming it's factual. Two infectious diseases have successfully been eradicated. Smallpox in humans and rinderpest.
Is rinderpest viral?
It just says infectious diseases. So...
if it's viral or not.
I'm not going through all that. It's an infectious disease. So we cured two. All right, so what else we got? All right, so I had this argument with Blur. I don't know where MXtra went. But 8 point, I'll ask you this, because this can be a quick topic. I just want to take a quick poll. I'm talking to you. Quote, man, getting up at 4:30 a.m. to hit the gym is rough, but after a good workout, I feel amazing. What do you think hitting the gym means?
Working out. Getting cardio.
But when somebody says getting up at 4:30 to hit the gym, what do you assume that they're doing?
I assume that they got up and they went to the fucking gym and worked out.
Went to a gym at home or went to a gym off-site?
Off-site. They went to, you know, Planet Fitness, whatever.
MX, are you there? I got an argument about this with Blur. I love him to death. He's one of my favorite people.
If you read into it, you can probably go, like, the first instinct was Planet Fitness.
What you talking about? All right, so look, listen to this quote. You back? Because we've been talking to you. You've been gone. All right, so listen to this quote. Man, getting up at 4:30 a.m. to hit the gym is rough, but after a good workout, I feel amazing. What do you think he meant, or she meant, by getting up at 4:30 a.m. to hit the gym? What do you think they were doing?
Getting up at 4:30 and going to the gym. Like, what the fuck? What? Is that a trick question?
No.
What's going on?
Absolutely. Look, it's not, but I have this argument with Blur. It's going to be real quick. Now, by going to the gym, do you think they mean a home gym or a gym somewhere off-site?
I mean, that's tricky, right? Because if I get up at 4:30 to go to the gym, then I'm thinking that you're going off-site, not going to your house, right? Because if you're going to a house, I'm going to, not a home gym or a house,
You know what I'm saying? I'm getting up 4:30 to go work out, not to go to the gym, because that's
so
technically
say,
not
so
a brick and mortar.
Is, if the quote says getting up at 4:30 a.m. to hit the gym is rough, what do you think?
That you're actually physically leaving your house to go to the gym.
This dude Blur said, his response was, you work out at home or you go to the gym. My response was, he said he got up at 4:30 to go hit the gym. No one thinks he's working out at home to go hit the gym. And he said I was crazy.
Yeah, y'all be arguing about the silly shit.
Oh, we argue about the dumbest stuff ever. We argue about the dumbest stuff ever. But I thought that Blur was being, I thought he was just being argumentative. No one hears that quote and thinks that they're working out in their home gym, unless they're like Drake or LeBron James.
Right.
And my thought was, you don't have to be Drake or LeBron James to have a home gym. You can have a basement gym.
But
I've seen people on TV with garage gyms. Like, and if you said get up to hit the gym, I'm waking up at 4:30 to hit the gym. I'm like, all right, because that I was asking the question to get more clarity. Are you got to get up and you drive to the gym, or are you just getting up and you got to walk down three to go from the third floor to the basement or to the garage? Hey, you working out at home? You got to shower, brush your teeth before you hit the gym, or are you just getting up, rolling out, still got your pajamas on, and then you walking down to the basement to hit the gym? I thought it was a legitimate question. Get more details about what you mean when you say hit the gym. Are you driving across town, or are you going next door?
Nah, bro. That ain't rough.
I didn't want to say
it's
anything.
The rough part.
Thank you, MX.
It's the rough
Thank
part,
you.
Right? If I'm getting, if I'm choosing to get up at 4:30 in the morning to walk down my steps, what is rough about that? Now, if I got to drive
waking up at 4:30
to the gym, well, I'm choosing that, though. I ain't nobody picked that time. I picked the time. But if I got to get up, put clothes on, and drive 20 minutes to the gym, now that's rough. But if I got to just get, roll out my bed, throw on some shoes, maybe not even, so not even throw shoes, but just throw on some clothes to walk down my steps to work, get my workout in, I don't think I'll say that's rough. Because not everybody got that type. People got to go to gym. So, I mean, that's a little bit, that's to me, that's
the question. Let me give you all a little bit inside of me, because I have to be to work at 6 a.m. So when I get up to hit the gym, I get up at 4:30. The gym is two blocks from my house. So I don't, it's not a big deal for me. I get up, depending on the weather, I walk, I run, I might bike when I had my bike before I got a flat. Went to the gym, hit the ring, maybe do a little squat, and then I'm walking, riding, whatever, back two blocks, back to my crib. Like, so hitting the gym to me, they're like, I better tell you Drake's house is bigger than the two blocks between my house and the gym I go to. Again, that's Drake.
Yeah. And if
but
you
for
said that
some
was
people,
wrong, I
was going to say, are we going to ignore the fact that you still had to get up to go hit the gym and left your house? That was a complete discussion. Look, we ain't got to spend all night on it. I just wanted Blur to know that he was being ridiculous. And everyone agrees that he was being ridiculous. So, since we've established that, Blur, I'll give you the last word since I'm the one who called you ridiculous. You can defend yourself, and then I'm going to come back to you for the next topic. So, Blur, defend yourself and introduce the next topic.
Shit, what was the next topic? I'll just say this. Hit the gym can mean a lot of things, so when you ask for clarity, I don't see nothing wrong with that. Find out clarity. What do you mean by hit the gym? I got a homeboy who we got a thing out here, like New York got a Central Park or whatever it is. We got a thing out here called Forest Park. It's actually bigger. This dude wake up every day because his mom will only work out there. And I'm like, yo, y'all drive all the way across town to get to the park. Like, y'all pass mad parks. There's places where y'all can run. He's like, yo, that's the only place she can work out. So getting those details really determine, like, why you getting up at 4:30, and when you say it's hard, like, how difficult is it? So, yeah, I don't think it was anything wrong with getting more information on the statement.
That wasn't the information you asked for, but you asked if he was going to, when he said he was hitting the gym, if he was going to a home gym or if he was going to a gym. But it wasn't about how hard is it, Paul? But go ahead, man. What's your next topic, man? You wanted to talk about Prince William or Community to Disney, Kanye,
yeah,
Doc, and women not getting pregnant.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all see. I put the link in the thing, but it's weird. Like, yo, I thought, like, test tube babies have always been a thing, you know, since, like, Bebe's kids and Robin Williams was calling people test tube babies. I thought that was always a thing. And, I mean, DJ C-Sire ain't around here, but they're really grump laws within the next 10 years. Right now, it's still just in the testing phases. They're doing it with animals. They are growing. They have an artificial womb. Officially, that's what it's called, the artificial womb. It looks like some shit. At least the drawings of it look like something really out of the Matrix, where they are incubating and growing a baby without ever touching a woman. Shit's wild. My first thought was like, yo, yeah, we've always done that, haven't we? Isn't that what test tube babies are? But apparently not. Apparently we're just now getting to this. I thought it was wild, but they said if everything is always is for medical treatment. It's like, the artificial womb is to help babies who are extremely premature where the mother can no longer carry them. We could put them in an artificial womb to take them to term. But it's really simple to say, all right, we could do this without the woman at all. Pretty soon you're just going to be able to order your baby on Amazon or anything else at a kiosk, and you're good to go. I don't know if we're ready for that yet.
Look. So I'm confused. When you say not touching a woman at all, but don't they have to get the egg from the woman?
I mean, I guess they get the egg from the woman at some point, but I guess you can, like, harvest eggs or, like, when people put their eggs on ice or whatever. I guess you have to have the chromosomes at some point from a woman.
Yeah, you got
to. But that's the same
both.
Thing as, like, when somebody donate their sperm, you don't really, I guess they touch themselves, but you just go in, you flip through the book, and be like, yo, give me number 1007.
Because that was my question. Yeah. Like, I was wondering, like, if they're creating sperm and eggs and then put them together. Like, is that what you were saying? But you're saying, no, they're still getting the eggs and sperm from regular humans. They're just putting them together and put them in an incubator.
Correct. That's what I think they're doing. To be honest, the video didn't really dive into where they're getting it from. But I'm assuming that is still coming from humans.
No, that's
like,
that's
regular artificial, regular human, the baby batter.
Did you listen to the interviews?
I listened to the whole story.
No, but did you listen to the interviews? Like, because the interviews, that's exactly
what you're talking about.
They were basically saying that they're about 10 years away from basically being able to, and, you know, and one, for test tube babies was kind of like it in vitro and fertilization, like, where they're doing the same thing. Like, that's what Robin Williams was talking about, like, but anyway, this is the same thing. It's just that now instead of – so typically when they do that, they'll basically get the male sperm, get the female's egg. They'll basically, inject the sperm in the egg, make sure – and then make an embryo and then take that embryo and then plant it back into the woman to grow for people who can't theoretically have – or having trouble with pregnancy. In this case, instead of making an embryo and then planting it back into the woman, they have this concept of a fake womb where they're planting it in there and letting the baby grow through gestation. And they're basically using the science behind how they treat premature babies, and they're able to put them in incubators and be able to carry them out to full term when they've been, born, premature.
I mean,
which is crazy. I don't know how they want to do that.
Like,
they say
was I the only person who thought that's what test tube babies was? I didn't realize test tube baby meant, in vitro fertilization. I really thought a test tube baby meant, like, you were the whole thing within a test tube, and then I've never really thought about, they still have to put you in a woman at some point.
No, yeah, but the sperm came from a test tube.
I thought test tube babies were crackheads that were babies that they had to put in a test tube to feed them oxygen and stuff to get them off of being addicted to crack.
But that's not a test. Do you know what a test tube is?
I mean, I was never great at science.
Y'all
but...
right? Like,
but like when somebody called you a test tube baby, I thought they were telling that you was coming from like a crackhead mom.
That's just what I assumed.
Test two baby. What was that? Baby age kids? Look,
yeah,
I'm with, what do they call it? The genetic splicing? Like, if I could have sex with my wife, well, I guess that's not what happens. If I could beat off in a cup and they could take my wife's eggs and they could say, hey, these are her genes, these are your genes. What genes do you want to combine to make your kid? I would love that option. I feel like
you can do that. That is an option now. That's already an option. You can do that. But then they still have to fertilize your wife or, I guess, a surrogate to carry the baby. But, yeah, you can actually pick that now.
Oh, I need that website because I think I can.
Pick what?
The genes that I want my kid to have.
Yeah, I don't know. I know you can pick the sex. I know that for a fact.
You think that's what stops?
You can definitely pick the sex.
Okay. All right. That was it for that topic. Now,
oh yeah, hold on. Before you move on, quick side note, because you brought this up. Apparently, there's no such thing as a crack baby. Smoking crack while pregnant does not have any effect on the baby whatsoever.
What?
The baby, if you do heroin or meth, that affects the baby, but you can smoke crack while pregnant and it not affect your baby. I just learned this today, and they were like, why is the CDC or whoever, why are they telling people that? Like, don't tell people that smoking crack don't hurt your baby, because for some people, that might be what gets them off of crack because they got pregnant. But no, they released it. Smoking crack has no negative effects on babies.
I need to see that stuff.
Yeah, I need to see that too, because that sounds a bit wild. Like, so you mean to tell me drinking will hurt my baby, but smoking crack won't?
Right.
Hey, this is what they released. I just learned this today. I started to put it in the tag. Matter of fact, I'll do that now. I just learned that today.
I need
to see some proof. All right, we got about 10 minutes left. Y'all done with this topic? Because M-Extra had a funny topic that I think is going to take us out to the end of the night. A-Point had to roll out. DJ, she signed us here. So it's just us three fellas. We got some random calls, but I don't feel like going to random people this late. M. Extra said, if you mess with a girl with a short haircut, do you have gay tendencies?
I said low cut or bald head. You got the bald head.
What's the difference between low cut and a short cut?
Because low cut can be like, you know what I mean, like the Halle Berry joke. Bald is bald, yeah.
What if she got cancer?
Listen, I didn't say cancer. Now, you're bringing too much in it. This is her desire to have a fade. You know what I mean? Like not because she got cancer, she just want to have a fade, or she just want to rock the boat.
So no Amber Rose. You're not fucking with the Amber Rose cuts.
I'm just that's my preference. I'm just asking the question. You know? Are you comfortable, Blur, having sex and rubbing your fingers on a bald-headed woman?
this don't come out of nowhere. And I'll say that because
are you comfortable sharing your razor with your woman?
Wait, hold on. I use clippers and I mean a trimmer. So yeah, if you wanted to use the trimmer, because I feel like, I mean, the Halle Berry might get the trimmer. I personally, you're right. I can't do the Amber Rose cut. I can't do that. I could do the Halle Berry, though. I could do the Pixie cut. I can't do the Amber Rose. I've had this discussion with people before. It was like, yo, imagine getting your dick sucked and you look down and you see a bald head. How do you not automatically think that's a man? Like, I'll say, hey, I'm not gay, so I know it's not going to be a man, but at the same time, I get it. I couldn't do it. I think Amber Rose is an attractive woman. If I saw somebody, if a woman approached me with that cut looking like Amber Rose, I couldn't do it. I'd tell her, hey, you got to wear a wig. It wouldn't work for me.
That to me is crazy, just because there's so many good-looking women with low haircuts. But I wonder if it's a function of, like you say, it's your preference, but I wonder if it's a function of if you just enjoy rubbing hair. So, like, if a woman has a big weave, do you enjoy that?
Nah, because I could tell it's a weave, but still, I would rather that over a bald head, though.
So I just put a video in the chat. So short hair or fade doesn't bother me. Like, if you're a good-looking woman, you're a good-looking woman. Like I said, I'm a heterosexual male. So there's a woman in this Pharrell video. Amber Rose, who y'all brought up, is another one. Even though they have low cuts, they're beautiful-looking women. So I don't understand how, unless you're telling me that these women aren't good looking just because of their hairstyle, I don't understand how a heterosexual male, if you see a woman with a low cut and she's still good looking, and you decide to have sex with her, how you can then conclude that you have gay tendencies.
You like you, because you like people that got the same cut as you, bro. You out here in the same bar. You out here getting lined up by the same dude.
I will push back on. I don't think that means you got gay tendencies. I will push that. I personally couldn't do it because I don't find that attractive. But, you know, I don't think that means you got gay tendencies. I mean, you just like what you like. You can like breasts and a bald head. I like big hair and big ass. I mean, we all got preferences.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I don't think that because a woman has a low cut that if you think she's attractive and she's a good-looking woman, that all of a sudden you have gay tendencies. I think if she still has breasts and a vagina and you like breasts and a vagina, then you're still a heterosexual male. I don't understand why a haircut changes your sexual preference, I guess is my question.
I don't know. I didn't say it turns you gay. I'm just saying you just got tendencies because you're essentially rubbing a bald head. Like that's like a man to me. Like a man.
So if you're
like, if I'm rubbing my head because you scratch your head, you know what I mean? Like, and then you just all of a sudden swap that feeling and put a woman there, I still feel like I'm rubbing my own head. Yo, that's gay tendencies.
So if you're in love
if,
with
if
a woman,
turns you on. Okay, so what if it turns you on? If that turns you on, are you turned on by rubbing the bald head woman?
I mean, I'm not turned on by rubbing it. I'm not turned on by rubbing anyone. And that's why I said I wonder if it's a hair thing, because rubbing hair doesn't do anything for me. Like, hair is just hair. It doesn't mean anything. It has no emotional or physical charge to me at all. It's just hair. However it is however it is. That's why weeds don't bother me. Bald heads don't bother me. Like, if you got some big titties and a big ass, I'm in. Even if you got small titties and a big ass, I'm in. Even if you got a small ass and big titties, I'm in. I'm not that picky. But
I mean, you're leaving out the vagina part. Maybe I missed it when you said the vagina, because, you know, it's men now with big ass and big titties. So
yeah,
I think you got to have the most important part is the vagina.
I mean, the vagina is definitely a prerequisite. But that's what I was going with. Like, I'm a heterosexual male. Like, I like all types of different women. I just like women. There's nothing wrong with liking dudes if that's what you're into, but I just like women, all shapes, sizes, and colors. don't matter if you're black, white, you know, foreign or not. But
so,
I don't understand the closeness of a haircut changes your sexual preference or sexual tendency.
Okay, so what if that same woman, all your features, likes to cross-dress? Gay tendencies or not?
Okay, if they like the cross-dress, it doesn't change my tendency. It would change my tendency if I think they're attractive when they look like a male, if that makes sense. Like, if they started cross-dressing and I was like, oh, you're sexy as a man, I would question someone's sexual preference. Now, if they have a bald head and they cross-dress, but I like them when they look like a woman and when they're naked and their titties and their asses out, I don't think that changes my sexual preference.
All right, so
I want to point out that I was clowned on this very show. I was clowned on this very show for saying, little, I would, what's the chick name? That I would do, the gay rapper chick. I forgot her name. I was like, yo, I seen her dressed as a woman. She kind of nice. Y'all clown me and say, you got gay tendencies. And I'm like, nah, that's a woman. She got hair. And when she not in those baggy clothes, she got the heavies. And I just want to point out, I was clowned on this very show.
Who was that? Who was that chick? Who was that rapper who had that one hit? Who looks like a dude? Who looks like a little boy? Oh, it isn't Little Mama, but it's a little something. It ain't Little Wayne because he's a dude, but it's a. Oh, she's like a blood or something. Damn, that's a good thing. What was you saying, Abexa? Young and May, that's who it is. Yeah, little blur like dudes, yo.
My thing is this. If you lined up three people, all with bald heads, and you don't see the front, because there's some dudes, no homo, pause, that from the back, it look like they got some big booties. You know what I'm saying? So you won't even know. You just see a bald head, a big booty. Got to pick out the woman, yo. That's a tendency, bro. From the back, and you don't see the front. That's a gay tendency, bro.
Did you just say there's some dudes with big booties?
I'm just saying. There's dudes out here.
I ain't going to hold you, Max. I tell my son that all the time because my son has really long dreadlocks that come down to, like, his shoulder. And I'm like, yo, you got to get in the gym, man. You got to hit the gym because somebody's going to mistake you for a woman from the back with all this damn hair. We got to get your shoulders big and your arms big so they know you're a man. So I ain't even gonna hold you. Yeah, there's definitely some dudes out there. If you can't see the face, I can see how somebody begin trapped up.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. But you being gay, or if you are gay, that's fine. I'm just saying, to me, because I like a chick in some sweatpants and tennis, and with a bald head, that look like a dude, bro. With hair, look like a dude to me.
I mean, it all depends on, it's the total package, right? Like, if you're just saying, like, there's this whole viral video going around, and they're talking about this girl who had the dunk of the year because she got up and dunked, like, on the 10-foot rim, and it was crazy. And everybody keeps responding, like, yo, it's a dude, but you can't tell because you only see the back of the silhouette, and they have dreads. And everyone thinks it's this girl dunking, but it's actually a dude. So I get what you're saying. But as a heterosexual male, like, I'm never approached with the fact of, I'll take it for even a step further. The first time I was in Miami hanging out, I was visiting one of my New Jersey homies when he played for Miami. I was down there with my Towson homies, and we're walking down the street, and it's this lady walking down the street, and you know, big breast, big ass. And my man Killer was like, yo, we need to go down and holler at them. And it's like, yo, what's up, shorty? Because you see the silhouette, big titties, big ass. And you turn around and it was a dude. So for a second, you're caught off. But if you're a heterosexual male, you're like, oh, that's a dude. I'm not attracted to that. And you move on, right? If a woman has a bald head, if you only see the bald head, you might think, and it's just the back of the person and they have baggy gyms on or sweatpants and Tims, you might, oh, that's a dude. And then if you turn around and they see it's a good-looking woman, then it doesn't make you gay. It makes you heterosexual. Oh, no, that's a good-looking woman.
But is the tendency still there? So your tendency. I didn't say make you gay. I say it doesn't. So you have gay tendencies if you like that shit. If you're into bar,
I mean, if you're attracted to anything with a bald head, you probably have a bisexual tendency. Because anybody can be bald headed. But like, what if you're married? What if you're married? Your wife had long hair, and now she has cancer, and she's bald headed. Like, do you have a gay tendency now because she has a bald head, or is she still your wife? Like, I'm just asking. Like, why does the hair change make a difference? Somebody leaving their wife after they got cancer because now they're bald and they don't have good tendencies.
I think my mentality is different because of the cancer piece, right? It's not. You just choosing. You choosing to.
But it's still a bald head.
Yeah, but you're still choose. It's a choice though. One not a choice. One is a choice.
I mean, but you're still rubbing the bald head. I mean, I'm hoping just because she got cancer, she ain't stopping giving you neck. So you still rubbing the bald head while she's down there giving you fellatio.
She's gonna have to wear a wig when we have sex.
You gonna make a cancer patient put on a wig?
No, I got any cancer patient, my wife.
Yeah, you cold blooded, yo.
Say it, man.
Yeah, you cold-blooded. Yeah, you gonna say, yo, I know you got cancer, you know, but you're gonna have to hold this for a second. Hey, I ain't mad at you though. So did y'all see the video I put in the chat real quick? Do y'all think that's ugly looking? Do y'all think that's a good looking woman or an ugly woman?
Nah, she cute. I wouldn't date her though.
Just because of her haircut.
Absolutely.
Interesting. Blur, did you see her?
I just looked at it. She's not my speed, but she ain't ugly. I mean, if she was to holler at me, I wouldn't. Hold on, I think I still got it playing in the background. My bad. I wouldn't. Oh, cool. I wouldn't turn it down. I mean, because I mean, I'm okay with the wig. I've actually got a problem with the wig over top. I'm okay with the wig. I mean, but once we started dating, if we was hooking up, I'm like, yo, can you grow that out? Like, what's good with that? Like, I'll buy the wig. Wigs are expensive. I'll put money on the wig. I mean, but yeah, I mean, she was cute.
Huh? So you prefer young MA over her?
Nah. Well, you know, I just looked at some pictures of young MA too. I mean, Young and May, yo, she got some heavies. I ain't gonna fight. She got the heavies, man. But side by side, I'll probably take the short hair chick. The short hair chick is taller, slimmer. She ain't got her breast ain't as big. Damn, it sounds like I'm describing a dude. Fuck. She's slim. She wasn't as shapely. Young and May, the picture I just looked at, she was kind of curvy. She is curvy. She got the breasts. I mean, this chick, I mean, she ain't flat-chested, but she's a dancer, so she got a dancer's body where she's slim and kind of, you know, she ain't really got the curves. I'm in the curves, so.
Oh, she got
if
the curves.
Young and May was out there with her basketball shorts on and everything with her do-rag on, I probably wouldn't holler at her, and I would take the slim dancing chick. But if Young and May was out there with the dress on and the hair down, I mean, I might go for the shapely chick with the hips and the curves.
Mm. That dancer chick, she got curves. I think you just need to go through your Google images. But
I mean, I'm just going off the video. I just looked at the first couple of frames of the video, like the first 30 seconds of it. I mean, she got.
Oh yeah, no.
I mean, she's a dancer. She ain't got. We might have different descriptions, different ideas of what. of curves, because, I mean, again, she ain't flat. She ain't a board, but, I mean, I wouldn't call her curvy.
Yeah, I got to find her real name, but she definitely got curves. Like, she's got a great body. I forgot her real name, but yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I don't think that if you're attracted to women, you have any gay tendencies depending on the hair or not. But I don't find it, like, hair doesn't do anything for me. Like, I don't look at a picture of Amber Rose in a bikini and say, oh yeah, she's sexy, but her hair, she got a figure like me, so I don't want. I look at her like a dude now. But
have you ever looked at her and like, yo, she would look better with some curls, or she looks better with some long hair?
No, I guess that's where my mind doesn't go. I don't never look at, even when I judge a woman, I don't look at a woman and say, yo, you would look better this way. I just take people as they are. I accept them as they are. I think that's just my type of personality. I don't never look to improve anybody, because, as sad as it sounds, I don't really care that much. Like, do what you do to make you happy. I accept you as you are. Like Meg Thee Stallion, you know, like, I think she's a good-looking, thick girl. I don't look at her and be like, yo, if you lose 10 pounds, you'd be sexy. No, you are who you are. Either you're attractive or you're not. That's pretty much it. But we got to get out of here, man. It's been a good show.
In general, I'm that way too, but we all got our own preferences, and I'm just saying, for me, I guess I am just a hair person, where so I just, it's a line that you just draw, and I couldn't look down, maybe I just kind of like, you know what I mean, feeling hair or whatever. I just, that bald head would just, you know, like, I would instantly go limp, you know, if I was in the pussy, you know, and I felt the bald head, you know, like, it No more. She'd be like, "What the fuck happened?" I'm like, "Your head." You know, like, I would have to say, like, "Your head. I can't get past it."
Okay, well, I pray the next woman that you love doesn't get cancer, so that you, my friend, don't have to worry about going limp.
Now, that's the solution. You know, it's called weed. So.
Well, I just don't even want those problems to hit your circle, but we got to get out of here. It's a good topic. I thought it was funny. We might have to bring this back when we get some women on here, because I think they'll be highly offended. But I think it would cause good discussion. It's been a fun night. We're through the middle of Black History Month. Make sure you read something on Black History. I'm reading this book now called The Color of Law. It's pretty damn interesting. It's pretty damn sad. But we out of here. And Metro, anything you want to say to the people before we roll?
Nah, man, I'm good, brother. Good night.
Blur?
Yeah, man. Again, as always, great show. Thanks for having me on. Everybody go watch the Kanye doc, man, on Netflix. I don't know if anybody got a chance to watch the first episode yet. It's actually really, I was going to say inspiring. It may not be inspiring to everybody, but, you know, it's a really dope doc, and look into the early years of Kanye West. I've been like, I ain't gonna say hating on Kanye, but I've been against Kanye until this recent stuff with him and Kim, because I kind of been on his side with this whole Kim Kardashian divorce and everything. And now this doc coming out making me understand him a little bit more. I think everybody should go out and watch the Kanye doc, man. It's a really dope shit.
Oh, man, that's interesting, because I didn't talk about it tonight because it's on my list to watch, and I haven't had a chance to watch it, but I'm firmly on Pete Davidson's side. And Kanye, lucky I ain't fucking his wife, because I would make his life miserable once I know how miserable this is all making him, just because of the things he's saying about me. So this will be a good discussion next week, Blur. We'll get into it. I just put in the chat to remind myself to make sure I watch that first episode, and we get that conversation next week. But thanks for joining us, fellas. Shout out to New York, Queen, DJ C Siren, 8 Point, all the random people that called in. My bad, I didn't get to y'all, because I kind of just wanted to chill conversation and catch them up on some topics. We'll get back together next week.